As we keep you up to date on the spread of the coronavirus across the tri-state, we want to welcome in Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont. Governor, good morning. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Good morning to you, Steve.
Let's start with the latest numbers on confirmed COVID-19 cases in Connecticut. What can you tell us?
I can tell you that the number of people infected is doubling every 3-4 days, and that it is growing much faster than our capacity at our hospitals. I can tell you that our hospitals have increased capacity by probably 50% over the last week, and over the next few weeks will be done. So we're expanding fast, but I don't know if we're expanding fast enough for the virus.
We have heard about this house party in Westport that apparently became what's being called a coronavirus super spreader. What do you know about that?
I can tell you that in Fairfield County, you're probably 5 times more likely to be infected than you are in the rest of the state. And because of that party in Westport, you're much more likely in Westport to be infected than anywhere else. And it just reminds people to stay out of groups because it will grow exponentially. And that's what happened in that one community in Westport. And so that's why Governor Cuomo and myself and other governors in the region are just really telling people to stay at home. And I know you're tempted to go visit in a group or go to that small party, and it's just a small party. Look how a small party can be an exponential growth in the virus.
Governor, you've said that school kids in Connecticut won't return to the classrooms until at least April 20th. How realistic is that? Is there a chance that schools in Connecticut just simply won't reopen until the fall?
I really think that's the likelihood, Steve. We just look at Italy, and we look at Wuhan province. You see what the life cycle was there, and you worry that if people get back too quickly, that there'll be a second iteration of this virus. So April 20th is the minimum, probably the school year.
Before we let you go, Governor, you have expressed some concern that Connecticut might be passed over when it comes to doling out important medical equipment. What is your concern there?
Well, what I have told the White House is don't think about this virus in terms of states, because we don't know any state borders. And that's why I've been working so closely with Governor Cuomo. The hot spot is obviously New York City and Westchester County, where 3/4 of your infections are, and Fairfield County, which is southern Connecticut, where almost 3/4 of my infections are. So they should think in terms of prioritizing ventilators, prioritizing PPE in terms of that region. And yes, Connecticut will be part of that region.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
Thanks for giving people good information, Steve. Take care, everybody.